Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
We're being encouraged by awesome stuff our kids have done. And you know, there's kids listening right now. So kids, here's some good examples for you. What has your son or daughter done if you happen to have kids? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Carla's with us. Tell us.
My son, the one thing that I'm so proud of, he's 4 years old, and at baseball practice, at the end, he asked if he could pray for his team. And at four, that's a pretty big step.
Aww. My goodness, how beautiful is that?
He asked if he could what?
Pray.
Oh,
for the team.
Pray!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, then at four, I mean, as an adult, sometimes we're not as brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We miss a lot of opportunities, don't we?
Yes, we do. We pass them by. Just wanted to report on him. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carla. And from then on, they won all their games.
Yes.
We wish.
If you happen to be a parent and your kid does something that makes you proud, you're beaming from ear to ear. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Sometimes there's a long stretch between those things. So when it happens, it's
truth.
Like, yes!
Take the win.
This little kid is actually doing something good. That, you know, but we're going to celebrate that right now. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Cindy's with us. Tell us what happened.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something that I was very proud of my son for doing.
Yes.
So he's 9, and we were in the restaurant the other night, and there was a policeman and his wife and family having dinner, and without any prompting at all from anybody, went over to the policeman, shook his hand, and said, "Thank you for your service."
Oh. Wow. I love that.
That's cool.
I know. But then he went to his wife, shook her hand, and said, "And thank you for yours."
Oh, man.
Okay. Now you're making me cry. Oh, my goodness. That is so beautiful.
I was so proud of him. I must have told him that about 50 times. So.
That's wow. A second layer of understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Of what that family does. That's right. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, he does that too when he's a soldier too in his uniform.
Man, that is so cool.
I love that.
I love that.
Well, you guys have a great, wonderful day. Love listening to you on my way to work in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
God bless you all for your service too.
Thank you.
Family Life Radio.
If you happen to have children, maybe you're about to drop them off at college, or it just happened, or maybe you've done this before. I don't have kids. Well, my daughter is old enough, but she's got special needs. She'll probably live with us the rest of her life. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do this with Sam eventually, probably. And the number one thing was that the actual drop-off was not that emotional because of the chaos, everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it hit me when I got back home that she wasn't there.
Oh, yes. I have lived this.
So you agree with that statement?
Dropped my daughter off at college, and that first moment you're bursting with pride and there she goes, and then you're home, you're like, oh, what have I done?
Where is she?
Mm-hmm.
I will say that the one thing I think this maybe hits everybody differently, mm-hmm. because this is one of the two times that I saw my dad cry, is when he hugged me goodbye.
Mm.
Now, maybe the big difference is I grew up in Seattle. They were dropping me off at college in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, that's a long distance.
That's a little different, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
The smallest things that you will miss it so much, the mess they left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Even the way they maybe even argue with their siblings, or the snacks you always kept on hand for them. That kind of thing. You're going to miss that even.
Everything.
You will cry at the most unexpected times, like in the middle of a grocery store.
Oh.
And the lack of communication will be tough on you. On a great day, they might call. Most days, you're good to get a one-word text.
This is true.
But here's the good news. They will survive that first year, and so will you.
Mm.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
But boy, it just does reignite the appreciation for your kids when they're not there. Mm-hmm. Everything reminded me of her. And I mean everything. I told my husband we have to sit in the very back row at church because everything reminded me. The song, seeing the other kids there, and just the tears just flowed for a solid month. No exaggeration. Lots of patience required from my husband. But yeah, we made it.
How about you and your kids? We love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So where is God when you need him most? Hey, it's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Susie Larson, she's a best-selling author, national speaker, and she wrote the book, Closer Than Your Next Breath, Where is God When You Need Him Most? And she said there's a couple of things that the enemy does to try to distract you from God. And how do you deal with that?
What puts the fight back in you? My battle and distraction is physical. Maybe yours is emotional. Maybe it's relational. But you all know, what is the thing that puts you back in the fight? Remember Hebrews 12:13. Take a new grip with your tired hands. Strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet. So strengthening yourself in God is super important. And you got to know one of your big distractions is whatever the enemy can do to get you off of that place, out of your game of strength. And then his presence. When was the last time you sensed his love and his goodness? Because the enemy is going to constantly interrupt and try to squelch your sense of God's presence. What do you remember about the moments when God did break through and affirm that you're his child, that he loves you? Remember those times, because that will be food for your soul and for your spirit and for your faith. These are the ways that the enemy distracts us. If he can get you off your game and your will to fight, he can feel like he can win some battles against you.
We're helping out teachers. They could win a $500 gift card. Do you know of a teacher that's doing a great job? Let us know about them. 888-888-9976. Linda's with us from Georgia. What do you got?
I am calling to nominate Amy Leslie.
Tell us about Amy.
She is a pre-K teacher. She's been teaching since she's been out of school. She loves those little kids, and she has some special needs ones, but I mean, she handles it with grace, and all the kids just love her to death.
Oh,
she sounds special.
Yeah.
She is special. She's just gotten active in her church again, and it's just, I mean, like I said, it's just amazing watching her flourish as a pre-K teacher and now as a renewed Christian.
Oh, She's coming back to, that's beautiful. Oh, that's awesome.
Very cool.
Fantastic.
Wow. Yes, it is.
Oh, how fun. Well, I hope she wins, and thanks for calling in to nominate her.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
You're welcome. And if you want to pray for your kids' school, you can do that. We've got something going on our website where you can love your teacher and love on your school by praying for them. There's 10 prayers you can pray for your school. That's on our website at myflr.org. Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day. You got good news? Call us. 888-888-9976. Dale is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I wanted to tell you a story about a friend of mine named John, who, while we were in prison, I led him to the Lord.
Oh, wow.
We became friends. We've been friends for almost 35 years now. And he's in the hospital now. Now, what brings me joy is the fact that I know where he's going if he dies. Okay, he's got congestive heart failure. They operated on him last Friday, but whatever they did isn't working, so they have to operate on him today. So I came down to be with him today and pray with him so that he knows that he's not alone.
So you met John in prison.
Yes.
You got to talk to him about Jesus. That's where he gave his heart to the Lord.
Awesome.
I know.
They're only giving him about a 50-50 chance on the operation. So I have joy because I know if the worst were to happen, where he's going to go.
You know, I guess it just reminds me, no matter where you are, what your circumstances are, there's always an opportunity to shine your light, to tell people about Jesus and what you did there not only helped pass the time, but changed a life for eternity.
Yes.
That's awesome.
God did a lot of work on me while I was there. I'm in the jail and prison ministry now.
I love that. I love that a lot of the ministries that we have today are there with people that have gone through the same thing. Like, you can minister to those in prison because you were once in prison.
Yes, and I do often.
Well, thank you for being a friend to John.
Amen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, we want to hear your good news. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. Earlier, we were talking about just cool stuff your kids have done. Just makes you beam from ear to ear as a parent. And you guys, what did your daughter do? Tell us what happened here.
My daughter, for her 11th birthday, she didn't want a party, so we just did goodie bags and went to the homeless and just passed them out for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. My
goodness.
Your 11-year-old didn't want a party, wanted to do that instead?
Yes, sir.
I am impressed.
That is incredible.
Boy.
Seriously.
Well done there, Dad. Yeah,
right?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it made me proud, that's for
I
sure.
I bet.
Huh. That is
so beautiful.
When I was 11, no, that's not something
no.
that I would be considering.
Yeah. I had a list.
Yeah, right.
And it had me right at the top.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. How did they react to that? Getting those bags.
They were really happy. There was like a couple that wasn't, but most of them were just really happy. She had a couple of her friends that were handing them out, and they just made little cards in there with little prayers on them, and most
That's
people
cool.
were very glad to get them.
Love it. What's her name? Your daughter's name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee. Okay.
Awesome.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. I love that.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for what y'all do.
Family Life Radio.
Have you ever caught yourself, if you happen to be married, speaking negatively about your spouse to somebody else? So these are some tips to help you in a marriage. They say don't do that. Because, well, first of all, it just is an inroad to be negative or think negatively about your spouse. I love this one. Argue to understand, not win.
I think the important thing with that one is to establish why you're continuing a discussion. I'm not trying to win. I need to understand what you're saying. I think if I did that disclaimer, maybe I'd have a little more room to state my opinion.
Well, here's the other thought, Sally. You can be happy or you can be right.
Isn't that usually for the husband?
No.
I'm kidding. Wow. I'm kidding. Come on. I hear guys say that frequently. That's why I said that.
Well, there's that. Happy wife, happy life.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's another one. Don't compare your marriage to others.
Oh.
That happens a lot. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so's husband, blah, 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 blah. Or so-and-so's wife, she does these things.
Ooh.
Why don't you do those?
Mm. Oh, because you know that that's the follow-up phrase, right?
Yeah.
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 And let's just face it, we're all individuals. I'm not somebody else's husband. I'm me.
You also don't ever know the full story.
True.
You know, you know what you're seeing and how you're interpreting what you're seeing, but you don't really know what's going on. So those comparisons usually aren't even accurate.
Just like social media.
Right?
And if you're watching something out in public, you're giving or getting the Instagram version.
Most people are really well-behaved. Most people. Some aren't. In public and at home is when things, you know, you don't know what's going on in somebody's house. So, yeah, we're all messed up, aren't we? I mean, well, we're not everybody's nailing it 100%.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got a take on this? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Just
joy. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
Monday, I was tagged in a message on Facebook about a Bible that I had lost several years ago. And the person that posted it, I've never met before, but I had my name and other information in the Bible and several notes.
Okay.
And so I don't really know how I lost the Bible or how it came to be at this other church that's about 40 miles from where I live.
So are you saying you lost this Bible? Someone at a church found the Bible and put it on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
So my husband went by and picked up the Bible, and it just brought me so much joy. The guy just made some very sweet comments that the notes indicated I had very strong faith. It just really reminded me that some of our earthly possessions could reflect the life we live in Christ.
Doesn't it feel good knowing someone saw your Jesus?
Yes.
That's basically what happened. Yes. They're like, ooh, look at this person and where they are with God. I love that.
Yes.
That's neat.
You know, just another reason to have your actual physical Bible. I'm on a crusade.
You're anti-app.
No, I'm not anti-app. I am grateful that my Bible is with me all the time on my phone.
Yeah.
I just can't pass it along to future generations.
Well, no, you're right. I agree with that. I think it's good that, you know, you can use all tools. Putting an app, but yeah, to have something, you know, there's something about highlighting and you can't beat that.
Yes.
Except for Misty doesn't want to.
Yeah, I'm way too OCD for that.
She can't handle defacing God's
word. My Bibles look like they've never been touched.
My grandmother was the same way. She was appalled that I would actually write in my Bible. But the funny thing is, her mother, my great-grandmother, wrote all over her Bible and highlighted things. And
sure.
I am grateful I have that Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
Fun.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Y'all have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for sharing your Jesus every day.
It's so sweet. Thank you.
That's kind of the nicest thing somebody said to us in a long time.
Sometimes the Jesus spills out.
Sometimes. Sometimes other things spill out.
Heidi is with us. What's on your mind?
You guys were talking about songs that have brought you through a tough time. My husband is military. We were stationed overseas in Okinawa, and our 2-year-old developed cancer.
Mm.
Giant tumor crushing his trachea. And so we used to listen to Christian radio while we were over there, and one of the songs that really got us through was Jeremy Camp, The Same Power.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
We saw miracles with him. We had a worldwide network of people praying for him, and within a week, that tumor was gone.
Wow.
That's
praise
awesome.
God.
That's great news.
That's exciting. Yeah. Do you remember a line from that song?
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to raise.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake. Lives in us. Lives in us.
Our first kid got through cancer, and then about the time he was finishing up his treatment, our youngest developed the same thing, and she got through it too.
Oh my goodness.
That's praise beautiful. God.
So anyway, they're both cancer-free right now. Both are chemo-free, and we're just supporting them as they continue to recover.
Oh, fantastic.
Great news. Wonderful.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.